It just sucks that it's password locked, so you can't disable the lead lag, because that would be the easiest thing to do, but, you know. Oh, well.
Well, what a person could do is just swap them, swap the controls in there, one or the other one, so it's the lead.
Well, the issue is it switches between the two units. So, when you lose a unit, it still tries to do the lead lag, which I think is stupid. They should have programmed it so if one of the units goes down, it just uses the one until you fix it. It should be automatic, but I guess that didn't happen.